Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You look at me, you're watching me look frantically around you. I'm looking for my brain right about now. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And look, hop up to the website. I shouldn't have to say this every time, but hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening that you can actually be part of if you really want to be. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, but go up there. Give me your email address. All right? Real simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And so what I want you to do is I want you to go up there, and there's a place you can put your email address. We send it out once a week. It's really that simple. Send it out, did you hear me? Once a week. And then you can stop. You don't have to take it anymore. You know, this we do believe in freedom, and we believe in choice on this show. So you're not stuck for life if I send something to you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Sanders, you know, after the break, I'm going to try to have a candidate for the 25th Congressional District, Mike Garcia, on. He's the one that's trying to fill the seat vacated by ex-Representative Katie Hill, who's still trying to maintain relevance. But I want to see how Mr. Garcia would be handling the situation with the president. How would he speak to his constituents? How would he sell this bailout, if you would? Might as well find out now. I don't want to find out after I vote for him and he gets in. I know how his competition would vote. Well, I don't even want to call her his competition because she really isn't. Let's just say I know how the challenger would vote because she's done it here in California. Right now, the challenger is Christy Smith, an assemblywoman in the state of California. And she's the one that voted for, excited about AB5. The one where almost a million people have lost their jobs. And we recently found out that you know, when the bill came up or when it came up again to look at, that she would not allow it to come back in, you know, to the committee. She wasn't interested. So if she's not going to deal with the tough stuff, what makes me think at all, in any way, shape, manner, form, she's going to deal with the easy stuff? I'm sorry, if she won't deal with the easy stuff, she sure as heck doesn't deal with the tough stuff. She hasn't come out and said anything yet. And by the way, if any of her people are listening, I have reached out online, on Facebook, via email. She is welcome to come on this show, so we're clear, at any time. If you're running for office, what are you afraid of? So I've invited Mike Garcia to come on tonight and discuss this. And right after the break, I hope he can join us. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if you heard it, but what can I call these people? I'm trying to think of something nice I can call them. I don't want to be that nasty. The squad. Remember the squad? Right. The irrelevant squad. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call them. You know, I mean, originally in the, what Pelosi wanted, she wanted a $10,000 loan reduction for every student. Right? Every college student. The squad stepped in and said, no. You need to erase $30,000 worth of loan debt per person as part of the Corona bill. Now, how that helps a student, I don't know. How does it put them back to work? I'm just trying to understand. I don't get it. As a matter of fact, most young people don't want, they don't, you know, I'm going to play it for you later on, but I've got a video actually that shows those young people, they don't want it done. People on campus that actually owe money. Because they don't think it's right. Too many people have gotten grants and loans and everything else, including them. Where do you stop? Somebody asked me that question, say it, it's so true. You've got cities, you've got towns, you've got municipalities that are saying, hey, look, we're going to stop the eviction notices, or we're going to stop evictions. Nobody can be thrown out while this coronavirus thing is going on. Now, those people are going to drop to their knees and pray that this coronavirus thing goes on until Jesus returns, because they're not going to want to be evicted, nor do they want to pay rent, some of them. Notice I said some of them. So, again, does it stop there? How about my mortgage? Can we do it for my mortgage? And then we'll do it for the car, right? So no evictions, no foreclosures, no repossessions of cars, no credit card, whatever they do. Right? You're responsible for nothing. It's not the way it should work. Look, in most cases, unless your landlord is really an idiot, knowing what's coming down, or aware of what's been happening. If you need another month, you need some time to pay it out, they should give you that. They should work with you. Because everybody's in the same boat here. What are you going to do, Mr. Landlord? Leave it empty? You think there's people out there with first, last, and security ready to jump in when they may have just lost their job? It doesn't work that way. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really. Now, you guys know that I've been going off on our Congress for a long time. And my problem is that you got to have, to keep it clean, because I know there's kids in the car, right? You know, you got to have a spine. And you know, with the negotiations been going on for the last few days, the fact that Nancy Pelosi was able to get all that garbage in there, all right, without the noise being made before the ink even dried, scares me. I mean, we want to do what's right for the American people, but seriously, you want to do it the right way. And with the bill that was on the table, even as of this morning, Frankly, I would have quit my job, got an unemployment, and let them pay me. Because there was no real downside to it. It actually would make more money not working than working. And I'm exaggerating a little bit here, but I'm trying to drive a point home. You don't make it easier. We should be, and I'm not going to say it. I already gave you my point of view. But let me tell you, so I have Mike Garcia on the line, and he is a candidate for the 25th Congressional District, the seat that was quickly vacated by Miss Katie Hill, and now Miss Katie Hill, and California Assemblywoman Christy Smith, who will not come on the show for whatever reason, is also challenging Mike for that seat. Mike, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
All right, so let's just get at it. I mean, you're hearing all this stuff go back and forth on the bill. You don't win a world of hurt. I'm one of those guys that doesn't believe in bailouts and all of that. But this is truly a situation where the American populace is not responsible for what went down here. But I'm not a believer in a full bailout scenario. Give me your thoughts. Give us your thoughts on what's going on and how you would handle this.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've said all along, this has been a two-front war. There's been the fight against the virus itself, and then there's been a fight against fear and the panicking that has ensued as some of the preventative actions have taken place to mitigate the spread of the virus. Those unintended consequences on the economy have actually had a tremendous impact. You know, we saw effectively one third of Wall Street wiped out. We've seen a tremendous amount of unemployment fall out from all forms of businesses, large corporations, small businesses. You know, I have family members who are now without jobs. My wife has had to lay off folks as well from her small business. My brother doing the same at his small business. So those economic impacts are real, and I do believe it is a short-term challenge here, and you know, we are in the thick of the storm right now, but this storm, you know, shall pass as well. And really what these small businesses and also large corporations, but also everyday Americans who are working and trying to make ends meet, especially in our district in California, what they need is just a bridge to close the gap until we're on the backside of the storm. So things like loans, things like just added liquidity, these small cash payments to individuals and workers are going to help, pay the bills in the short term. But the package is large. I mean, $2 trillion of funding is going to make a significant impact and hopefully get us through this. You know that I'm a true free market capitalist, and I'm not a fan of major bailout programs as well. But in times like these, and I think we saw it after 9/11, the government does have a responsibility to ensure that for the national defense and national security of the country. And this has put all of that at risk. So I think the actions are valid. I think they're necessary. I think it's unfortunate that the politicians and folks like Pelosi are using this as an opportunity to push political agendas that they've failed at getting approved and getting, you know, support for in the past. But that's what politicians do, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's too bad that they even had to approach the point of trying to what am I going to say here? I mean, she really tried to take advantage of the situation and bury all this stuff, because we're talking about, hey, we've got to we've got to help the American people out. We've got to get this pushed through. We got to. But it really wasn't about the American people. There were so many things in that bill that had absolutely nothing to do with the American people. And you know, Mike, I don't know how easy it is to do this, but I've been a screamer that always said, can we start pushing for clean bills? In other words, you have a bill to save the American worker. It should have nothing to do with giving $35 million to the Kennedy Center. Am I off?
Right. No, that's right. There's a whole list of items, you know, she was pushing for, from requiring same-day voter registration across the entire country, no voter ID in every poll, which, if that feels normal for us in California, but to the rest of the country, you know, that is not normal, and these are the backwards policies we've all been suffering for. So, it's shameful. I think, you know, Pelosi has failed to evolve. I think she's not listening to the nation. She's pandering to unions and to, folks who support things like the Green New Deal, and she's lost touch with reality. So I think there's been an awakening, and especially in our district, you know, we're eyes wide open now to the fact that we need to hold our members of Congress accountable. We need to hold all of our politicians accountable. They're there to serve us and protect the nation and do what's right for the country, not to pander to specific groups.
Well, I think this is hilarious that AB5 here in California, which put almost a million people out of work, basically, it wiped out the independent contractor that was trying to make a few bucks to feed their family. And not only did Nancy Pelosi want to bring this up, but when it was actually brought up for, you know, temporary, freezing it or whatever, Christy Smith, who is your challenger right now, she wouldn't even allow it to come to the floor to be spoken, talked about, right?
That's right. No, yeah, and I mean, it's just showing a level of tone deafness here that is a barometer of who she's you know serving and who she's representing. The folks who were impacted by AB5 were working in many of these industries because they wanted to. They were the journalists, the truckers, the Uber and Lyft drivers.
Yeah.
They enjoyed the autonomy, the free capital, free spirit, and liberties, frankly, that come with those jobs. So it's not like they were asking for this type of bill to be passed, and it ended up backfiring on them, unfortunately, and it's costing a lot of these folks their jobs as these companies lay people off to make ends meet and meet their commitments. So, she had a perfect opportunity to paint herself out of the corner, and she refused to do that. And when you look at, with the irony of the coronavirus situation is that when you look at all the levers that all three levels of government have been looking at in order to help alleviate the pain and help businesses get through these times, the first things they looked at were how to make life easier for small businesses, how to remove bureaucracy and red tape, and AB5 should have been taken off the table right away.
Mike, can you hang out with me for a few more minutes after the break? I want to talk about China and our dependence on China, and I know you're well aware of those things. All right, be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House press briefing, President Trump had a message of encouragement for those hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
As we fight to protect American lives, we're also protecting American livelihoods. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are very close to passing an emergency relief bill for American workers, families, and businesses. This legislation, in addition to the two bills I signed this month, it includes, as you know, sick leave, and we have all sorts of things in for the workers, for families, but we have a tremendous paid sick leave provision for workers at no cost at all to the employers.
He said the package is the first step to restoring confidence and stability to the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, you've got to start paying attention, okay? And the coronavirus issue is not the only thing happening on this planet right now. And you know, I can ask Mike in a minute, but really, seriously, the numbers, I'm going to keep saying this over and over again. Nobody should die from the stupidity of us not being ready for this or whatever the scenario is, okay? I don't believe this was an accident. I do believe it came out of China. Okay, did they specifically target us to go after us? No. I think something went sideways big time, and the fact that I was reading today that they tore that center down that was playing with these diseases or these chemicals, it's gone, you know, demolished, there's something wrong. I'm sorry, it just is. And for us to go tra-la-la around saying, well, no, it's not time to place blame, we just got... No, you need to know where it came from. You need to know who did this to you. Because we are way too dependent on a country that would love to take us out. Not maybe not take us out, but take us down two or three notches. Anyway, as you know, ex-Representative Katie Hill is in my district in California, and she's been moved along. She vacated that seat in the recent primary here in the state of California. Mike Garcia beat out several. We have a guerrilla primary in California, which I think is the dumbest thing in the world. But thank God we came up with one Democrat, one Republican in the race. Assemblywoman Chrissy Smith is running for that seat. She has been a disaster in the California Assembly and now wants to run for at the federal level and buddy up next to Mrs. Pelosi and Mike Garcia, who actually took it well for the Republicans. Mike, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks again for having me.
You know, one of the things that people don't really understand, I know over the years, over the decades, we kind of dumbed down our dependency on certain issues. And, you know, now that we're energy dependent, independent, we don't need the Saudis or anybody else for oil. We're really understanding what that means, or we should anyhow. But I don't think people really understand, A, you know, the dominance that China really wants, how dependent we are on them. Again, when it comes to medicine, the threat that they made last week that they would stop sending us the drugs that we need, it should have sent a chill up everybody's spine, and Congress should have got up and said, okay, this ain't going to happen, and this is how we're going to fix it. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you know, if there's a silver lining in all of this, it's that we're learning a lot of lessons here There's been a few wake-up calls. And I think the industrial base, the organic industrial base here domestically when it comes to healthcare, both pharmaceuticals and medical equipment, right, to be able to produce the not only the medicine but also things like ventilators and masks organically without any dependency on a foreign country is one of those lessons we're learning real time right now. So I think in the long term, these investments and allowing industries to, you know, get the built to print specs on some of these pieces of hardware like ventilators will be something that will benefit from for future incidences. Hopefully we don't have future cases like this as widespread at least and as large of a pandemic. But look, you know, we do it on the military equipment side of the house. We don't, you know, outsource significant military equipment that has critical technologies that we need as a nation in order to stay the preeminent world power. There's a reason why we don't do that, and I think that that mindset needs to be extended into things like pharmaceuticals for life-saving and frankly as a means to ensure that we continue to survive as a nation. So that's a lesson learned there. And, you know, for other things that aren't necessarily critical pharmaceuticals or things that we need to have stockpiles of, we frankly should have a second source supplier besides China. You know, if you've been following my campaign, I talk about free market capitalism and competition. And, you know, we need a second source supplier, whether it's India or another country, to help us drive down costs, increase quality, and frankly, improve availability. So,
well, yeah, listen, President Trump has come up once or twice and he said, look, it is not free market capitalism when a government backs a company that's going out for bid against an American company. So if you got, you know, right. China is subsidizing everything that's going on with their, the example I always give is, you remember we had the earthquake in San Francisco, the Oakland, section of the Oakland Bridge fell, and the cheapest bidder was from China. And it was hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact that these guys could pour steel, put it on a ship, send it across the country, and install it for less money than our men and women here could have done. There's something wrong with that, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's problems like this, and this is what the Trump administration has been tackling. You know, it isn't a level playing field. And I'm not saying, you know, a free market capitalist, world is a fair market. You know, we still need to be able to compete on our own merits. We still need to be able to provide product at, higher quality and lower prices in order to win competitions and be viable. But there are some practices that, frankly, are hitting below the belt that this president and his administration are taking care of in terms of, you know, intellectual property, and effectively, you know, like you described, having the government subsidize their industries to effectively put ours out of business. So these are all things that, again, there's an enlightenment period here. We're learning and evolving as a nation. And, you know, this is why I do feel like once we get through this, we'll be in a better position. We'll have capital and liquidity in the market. We'll have small businesses and people working again, hopefully very soon. And, you know, there's a renaissance here for people to recognize that politicians and policies matter, and this president is actually doing a very good job at setting us up for the future.
So would you become Congressman Garcia in May? Here's what I want you to do.
All right.
You know? No, I mean, it is so nuts that so many of our congresspeople really have never run businesses. They've never had to make decisions. Now, you know, I kind of tease you. You and I joke. I'm a helicopter pilot. You're a fighter pilot. You know, the fixed-wing guys are okay. They're a little too straight-laced for me. But anyhow, you know. But as a fighter pilot, when you were in the plane, even if you weren't a fighter pilot, there's decisions that you're making, things that you're doing on a regular basis that bring that and that will bleed over into you making decisions in Congress. It just becomes natural. Not everybody can be a pilot, and definitely not everybody can be a fighter pilot. And I've always said we need more veterans in Congress. We need more people who've actually seen what's gone on around this world. Are you at all concerned with the ramp up that you've seen with the Chinese military?
Yeah, I mean, I've been concerned about it for a couple of decades, right? Yeah. I've seen it real time, and I'll give you that first point, Joe. Fixed wing guys are a little more uptight because we don't have the option to stop and hover and think about it. But yeah, you know, I think now is the time for veterans to insert themselves, and I'm proud of there's a lot of veterans running. There's more okay. veterans now starting to get seats back, and we'll bring common sense and rational decision making to it, but yes, China's been a real threat. There's areas where they certainly do have an advantage over us. We used to refer to China as a near peer threat, and they are no longer a near peer threat. They are a peer threat, and in certain domains, they have an advantage over us. And this is why it's so critical that we invest in the aerospace and defense, which is the backbone of our district, with a lot of companies and employees making a living off of aerospace and defense. But we need to invest in these areas to make sure that we remain the world superpower at the global level, and that is not preordained.
Well,
and
China,
right now, China is catching us.
We got to pull back manufacturing from China. You know, I'm a big career tech ed guy, and you know that. I've been pushed into school district, and it's been, you know, I've been beaten in my head and brought to my attention that a lot of this manufacturing is being done in China. Why would we even turn these kids out when we don't have anything for them to do here? So we need to pull that back, because it shows you how to, these breathing machines that they're talking about that China was actually making for us. Like,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
They made the machines,
yeah,
they made the drugs, and they made the virus.
Yep.
I mean, this is really good.
Yep. And, you know, as a nation, we need to be eyes wide open. That means that we need to invest in it. We need to start building some infrastructure. And, you know, there may be a ramp-up period, and the price may not be as low as it is if we buy from China. But there's a trade-off, and that's making sure that we have enough of them. That's making sure that we don't get a gun put to our head in times like these when we need ventilators and masks and we're able to get through these organically without being dependent on a foreign country. So, but yeah, manufacturing is a huge deal. You know, the CNC machinery and a lot of the capability that we had, in the 20th century, frankly, doesn't exist here anymore. Yeah. And those are great jobs. And especially in our district, you know, the 25th district, here in California with Antelope Valley College, College of the Canyons, there's a lot of opportunity for training there.
All right, Mike, real quick, where can people, you know, check out information and maybe even give you a few bucks?
Yeah, if you can visit electmikegarcia.com, that's electmikegarcia.com. You can donate, volunteer, and sign up for our virtual town hall.
All right, thanks, Mike, for being with me. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. I'm seriously, or you'll miss it all. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really, guys, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know there's so many others you could be involved with, be part of, but you've, you're listening to the show, and I appreciate that very much. I'd like to believe it shows me the high IQ you have, but you know, I've been surprised before, I'll put it that way. Anyway, no, but I do appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know how you feel about what's going on, where you think we're at. I'd love to know what you guys think. You can send me an email if you want to, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you're one of those people not into emails, then you can text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Look, I know that we're all kind of uptight. If you're a guy like me, you're uptight because you don't know what the Dems are going to try to hide in this bill. And so I'm curious, are you okay with the bailout? Are you okay with some way? Now, I'm not talking about bailing out at no cost to the calling party. You know, Delta Airlines or American, that's not what I mean. I mean, if they can actually put a case on paper and say, look, we were making money, we were doing okay. Now we have to lay off this many people, and here's what we think the Fed should do for us to help us out, and we will pay that back. If you want to go down that road, I'm good with that, with the really big corporations, right? Because, again, if you keep people working, if you keep them with paychecks coming in so they can pay their bills, you know, make their mortgage payment, car payment, put food on the table, it will not disrupt the economy as a whole. Remember, when they crashed those towers, you know what they were hoping for, right? They were hoping for us to curl up in a ball because they saw all those little social justice warriors that we had running around on that interweb thing. They were hoping we'd curl up in a little ball, right, and just cower in the corner. They underestimated, even though what you see on TV, they underestimated the American character. You know, seriously, when you think about it, you think about the armies of this world. No disrespect to any men of honor, men of courage. We've got one of the only armies, we have the only group of, when President Trump says we have the most powerful military on the planet, it's not just because or we have more tanks or better equipment, or that's not it. It's the resolve of the American military soldier. It's the resolve of the American character. And it doesn't matter whether I'm fighting for freedom for you, my American citizen buddy friend, or I happen to be in Italy or Greece because you've asked me to come and help you fight for your freedom. Because we know what freedom tastes like. We know when somebody tries to shackle our freedom, what that feels like. We don't like it. So we're willing to help you get there. My beef with places like, you know, Afghanistan and Iraq and places like that is, okay, we go in, we get you free. Now, step up. But I want you to think about it. A lot of these countries don't have that resolve. Remember with these ISIS cowards, and I still to this day will call them cowards, they were crying and whining when the Iraqi soldiers caught them. And they knew what was coming. Right? The ISIS guys, and they're on their knees and they're begging for forgiveness. And so it's really tough when you're with the guys and the guys are around you protecting you with their AK-47s and, you know, machetes and everything else. Yeah, it's easy to be a big man on campus then, right? They don't have those people. They don't have the same resolve our American soldiers have. So think about that. Think that through it. Think what we stand for as a country. Some of you young people talk about all the wars we've been in, all the nasty stuff we've done. No, no, no. Isn't it interesting how this young group and the liberals, they don't want you to say anything nasty about them. They want you to look for the good stuff they've done. They want you to look for the positive stuff that they've done. But when it comes to looking at what this country has done for them, why they're able to go to the college they want to go to, why the country and the government isn't dictating what career path you're going to have, if any, and where you're going to live, and what kind of car you're going to drive if they allow you to have a car. Instead of talking about all the nasty stuff and the occupation, the only real occupation I know of is the American soldiers that are on the beach at Normandy. The American soldiers that have been buried in France. The ones that saved France's butt 3 times. Right? That's the only occupation I know. If you like, we can go get them all out of there. You know, because we should be occupying, right? I mean, if you teachers, and I'm... There are teachers up there that are great at history. World history, American history, okay? So if you're one of those great teachers, and I know some of you, this is not for you, and you know it. But shame on you if you're one of those teachers that have twisted history and don't teach the greatness of this country and what this country has done for other countries, and all you do is harp on what we've done wrong. Shame on you. Because you know what I'd love to do? I'd like to look at your history and let your kids know in your class what a piece of person you are and what you've done in your past. And when you're up in that history class teaching your kids, and you've got a past, you may not be that same person from 20 years ago. I'm not the same person I was in high school. I'm about 100 pounds heavier, but other than that, I'm not the same person I was. And you may not be the same person you are teaching history. Why don't you go through and talk about how we've sent our Navy ships across the globe to help feed other countries, to help care for other countries medically when they've had major incidents happen. When we've actually been in the called in to help not so much squelch the Civil War or squelch something that's going on, but to shore them up and help them get through it, keep their country if they could. I mean, seriously. We had the coward known as President Oblamo in there when they were trying to take over, what was that, Kazakhstan or what? I can't remember the name of the country.
Ukraine.
Where? What?
Ukraine?
No, the other little guy. Anyway, doesn't matter. We did nothing to help them. We did nothing to push back against the Russians. Do you understand how small Russia actually is? Do you understand what their budget is like? And the equipment that they say they have that they actually don't have? They're taking lessons from that guy in North Korea where they're painting cardboard missiles to make it look like he has more than he does? No. As Ronald Reagan said, implied, the stronger we look, the less chance we'd have to use it. Works for them, too. They try to do the same thing. Why don't these countries call Russia to protect them, or North Korea, or South Korea, or China? In most cases, they don't. Because usually, they're the ones they're trying to keep out. You know, when Trump said, make this country great again, man, I believe, and he's working on it, he's talking about the education system as well. Our kids don't know history. They don't know what we've done. And you've got a bunch of hardcore lefty loons that are teaching your children, yeah, some of you listening to this show, teaching your children how bad this country is. How nasty and mean and terrible guys like Ronald Reagan was. They're trying to take credit, right, for Abraham Lincoln. I don't know how they could do that. They're the ones that killed him. Right? And then the president that came in after him tried to turn everything back the way it was. Did not want to give the slaves their freedom. Didn't want to give them. I mean, this, if you would just do your homework, you would see how real this is. But we don't want to do that because then you'd pull the curtain away from all the things that the Democrats have done over the years. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I've only got a couple of minutes left, so I can't get anything deep. But again, I'm going to go back to you have an opportunity. Some of you are living a nightmare because your kids are home all day. I'll pray for you. But you don't understand what an opportunity you have right now to kind of straighten out some of those things that your schools have been teaching, your education centers have been teaching your kids. Right? I mean, you've got sex ed classes that go on that would make you blush at the elementary level, especially here in California. Here's your opportunity to take time to strengthen what your kids know, what they should know. Help them believe and stick up for the principles that they believe in. Right? I mean, think about it. You have the opportunity to let your kids see what you're like during the day, because they don't get to see it normally. Hear you on the phone. Listen to the words that you're using on the phone. How are you carrying yourself? How are you talking to your spouse or dealing with your spouse? Let your kids see all that now on a regular basis. For the first time in quite some time, you're actually going to have to spend more time with your kids than their teacher does. Wouldn't that be cool? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you have to go now because your station doesn't carry, you can always get us online at therealside.com. And then tomorrow, you call the station and ask what's wrong with them, why they don't carry all 3 hours of the show. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. We'll be back in a little bit.